So hello, everybody, and welcome to our IRSPT kickoff call, Insulin Resistance Solution Practitioner Training. For those of you who are new to that acronym, it's a mouthful of a name and a mouthful of an acronym, and someday we'll change it to make it simpler, but for now, that's what it's been called for years. So I'm excited that to have you here. My favorite part of my job is actually working with the practitioners. I love working with my clients, don't get me wrong, but there's just something really special for me about being able to work with practitioners and help the light bulbs to go on and know how many people are going to be helped by each one of you. And for me, my biggest passion in life is that we got to change this broken healthcare system because it's busted big time. We've seen very big evidence of that in the last couple of months, more so than usual. And it's our job, you know, and your job, should you choose to take it, is to join me in this mission because I can't do it alone. I totally can't do it alone. And we're all going to hit it from different angles, different niches, different age groups, different conditions, different ways of approaching people. Whatever that is, we have the influence on those people to create a demand for something different, that they're looking and saying, we can't live like this anymore. This way of doing medicine is not working for me. And that we become the go-tos, right? We're the ones that people go to get results when they haven't been with other people, when they haven't been getting it from other doctors and nurse practitioners and whoever else they've been working with. So I'm super excited to have you guys here. I'm passionate about this whole process of insulin resistance because I believe it's one of the if not the most overlooked things in modern medicine and also in holistic medicine. It's totally like, people are not thinking about this being an issue in people where it's totally creating the cardiovascular disease, the cancers, the immune system problems, the autoimmune systems, because if you can't get your blood sugar regulated, and you'll learn if you haven't gone already through the first modules, you will learn what that really means. It doesn't mean having a blood sugar below 120. When you wake up in the morning, it doesn't mean having a hemoglobin A1C of below 7. That's not blood sugar regulation. That's blood sugar dysregulation. And we're going to hold our clients to a higher standards. And when we do, the results are dramatic. Even already in week 2 of the metabolic reset with our sweet spot, Amy, I've seen you on there on the website. You see some of the things people are reporting. It's like totally amazing. Like, I've been stuck here for the last 3 years, and just in the last 2 weeks, this is what I've done and this is what's happened. And who here would like to get that from their clients? Like, oh my God, you're the first person that's ever been able to help me, right? And it's not always easy, right? That's why we have this whole program to take you through the steps, the behind the scenes of what's going on, right? The behind the scenes of how you can actually see and predict this stuff in advance and say, no, we don't want you to wait till you have diabetes, because already then retinopathies, neuropathies, nephropathies, inflammation, elevated C-reactive protein, all these things are already happening when the diagnosis comes. And we want to be the ones that help those people before the damage has happened. If that sounds good to you, raise your thumbs. Give me a yes. Sounds good. All right. So these calls, we're going to try to keep them to, well, we'll keep them to 45 minutes, at most an hour, because we're going into, at least in the first month, we're going into the sweet spot calls right after this. So if you want to have your Mondays be the day of blood sugar, you can go from these calls to the sweet spot calls. The folks in the sweet spot have been doing this for about a month. We're in week 4 or 5. I don't even remember anymore. I think we're going into week 5. Yeah, this is week 5. Yeah, 5 of the program. They're already halfway through their metabolic reset. It's going to be helpful for you to come to those calls and even just be the fly on the wall that watches the kind of questions, concerns, successes that show up, because it helps you to be in a position where you're going to hear what I say, hear what they say, and learn how to respond to these people in your own practices when you do it, or if you're here just for yourself and your family members in that realm too. So I want to be really clear about what to expect as we go through this. This is the very first time I've ever done weekly calls for this program. And I, in looking back over it, where we've had every other week calls or every month calls, it's I think it's really important to put this on your calendar because it doesn't let you get behind, as people like to say, I'm behind. It keeps you on track with constantly keeping this information in the forefront and having the ability when something questionable comes up or you start working with somebody that you have a place to come and get your questions answered. So who thinks it's a good idea for us to be having these weekly calls? Yes? Yeah. Okay. Some of you are repeating. So you might, you know, say, yeah, this is better than it was. Now, after this 9 weeks or so, I think it goes through July 6th or something, these calls. After that, you're going to get access to monthly calls. Just come in and ask questions as you're starting to put this into practice for 5 months. Our goal is that you get your certification, hopefully within the first 9 weeks, right? Or at least get the tests done, the modules done, and then you can do the practicum stuff after that. But definitely within that 6 month period, right? Because I think it's super important. Not that the certification means anything. I'm just going to be perfectly honest. All these health coaching certifications mean nothing. They mean nothing except for how it looks on your website and how it gives you the training and education and your confidence that you know that someone who knows this stuff certified that you do too. You know what I mean? But like legally, people ask all the time, well, what does this mean legally? Except for medical boards, nothing means anything legally, right? We just have to use it to say, to feel comfortable, I have this. Someone else outside of me certified that I know this stuff well enough to help people. And I'm willing to put my name on you that says, yeah, Medina, she's got it. She went through our whole certification and now she's certified, right? And that means something. It means something to you. But I just want, you know, I want to get that cleared up. A lot of people will offer a certification program and say, you know, like it's like certification means something in the real world out there, right? In the medical world, it doesn't. It doesn't. But if you're a medical doctor already, you don't need anybody else to say you can practice. But it's nice to know that you have a handle on the information and the application of that information, that you didn't learn in medical school. Because this stuff is like, oh yeah, there's all the science is there. You know, if you've been in programs with me before, I'm a geek about science. I'm a geek about mechanisms. You're going to understand that. But you're also going to understand how to interact with people, how to relate with people, and how to help them to calm themselves down because stress is a huge piece of insulin resistance and trust their inner knowing and in their body. Is this all making sense? Yes? Good? Everybody good so far? So I want to say a couple of things to make sure that you're not confused about. Our Sweet Spot program, we just revamped this year to make it more step-by-step and easy for folks to follow. What I realized and was pointed out to me that the Sweet Spot was set up in prior years as if I'm talking to you guys, like have much more education and much more in-depth desire to go in deep. And that's not true with everybody. A lot of the clients that have taken Sweet Spot have loved it for that reason. And many have gone on to do practitioner trainings as well. But we switched it up and the feedback we're getting from people who have done it before and new people is that, wow, it's just making it easy to do step by step. So we're giving you access to that. You got a note, you got an email on Friday, I think it was, and you'll get one every day until you sign up for it. We're giving you 10 days to actually get into that program, right? Yeah, you've missed the first 4 or 5 coaching calls with that. But the idea is that you're still going to get that this is week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, the calls you can come to, you can do it for yourself, or you could just be a fly on the wall for your clients. But the point is that you're going to see that you can do this with people in a spoon-fed way. Whether you do this as a group coaching program, which some of you will, or you just do this one-on-one. How do I give people step-by-step the process for getting through? In the meantime, in insulin resistance training, you're going to go deep. You're going to understand all the mechanisms and why this is important because you will have those clients who want to know that and need to know that. And I know that a lot of people who are doing this for themselves do better when they understand the why. Right? They understand, why am I doing this? And we want to be able to give it to them in a way that works for where they are right now. But you also have access to last year and the prior year's Sweet Spot as just the information that that site is open to you. Why? Because we have, it's very married with insulin resistance. So module one here, we send you over here to look at module one there, or module two. And the numbering is a little bit different, but fitness, stress, all these other things that you can see how we've presented it to clients. So you have that. By the end of the year, that program is going to be phased out, and this new sweet spot, and then the stay in your sweet spot will take its place, and we will be integrating it. So following years, you won't even need access to that anymore. You'll have access to everything that you need. So somebody had asked that in an email and they were confused, and I apologize if that made you, you know, if that was confusing, but you do have access to two different sweet spot programs, the 2020 and the 2019. And so we'll have our team go in there and pull out the dates, like upcoming call dates, because somebody said, oh, I saw an April 6th. I'm like, oops, that was probably from last year. Okay, so any questions about that before we move on? Yes, Leah. Unmute. Whoops. Click yourself. I think we counteracted each other.
Thank you for explaining that, because I had picked up about you were inviting us to go into the, I'm already in 2020, yeah? So my quick question was, I appreciate that this whole program was related to the 2009 or earlier years of Sweet Spot. So I've already done orientation and the intro bit. So the next thing was to go on to get yourself into Sweet Spot effectively, yeah? So I'm doing the 2020, I wanted to ask you, do we still work through that element under 2019? Where I'm confused now, okay, is,
yeah.
Or do I carry on with 2020, which what I'm doing? Will I be covering everything you need for that first module? Because I've just moved on to movement, for example, because I know that it can be a standalone thing. So I can come back and talk to you about it.
Yes. So for yourself, for doing this for yourself, because you joined right from the beginning, I would just continue to do that for you. But as far as the information and having access to that, you can reference between like fitness in IRSPT, fitness in Sweet Spot. So you can do that. There should not have been, I thought I edited all those emails to take out the reference to go to the Sweet Spot, because we just opened the whole thing to you, that whole session. And Nina, thank you for being our guinea pig, because we went in there and I knew you were new and we made sure that it was accessible and it wasn't just, we weren't seeing it just because you had been in it before. So I would say that I'll go back through and make sure those emails are set up. It's set up right now to release the next module when you click and say, okay, I've just done the first one. I'm ready for the next one. We had toyed with, and I'm open to suggestion, it can be changed, that every week we'd open up a new module, because that way you go, okay, I got to keep going. If it's just like you have to click the link, then you could get behind because you're like, oh, I didn't see the link, or it got lost in my spam folder or whatever. So I'm thinking that we'll keep it as a combination of the two. So we'll leave it the way it is. Mm-hmm. And if you're like, you finish the beginning of the week, you finish and you want to go through two or three more modules, you just click, you finished it, you clicked, you finished it. But then for those of you who aren't doing that, we're going to give you a nudge and send you an email every Monday and say, okay, the next module's open, the next module's open, the next module's open.
Okay. So effectively, just so that you know, even though I'm doing 2020, you want us to be clicking through what was effectively the old system of
90. You don't have to. Yeah. You honestly don't have to. There's enough, and there's repetition between this insulin resistance and the 2019. So no, you don't have to.
Okay.
I'll go through and make sure that that's not stated in the emails. I thought I had taken all that out, but maybe.
No, it may well be. It was just my understanding of thinking, oh goodness, now have I got to click through all of that's currently in there when you know I'm doing the other one anyway. And it was just, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's there for your extra edification, for extra like seeing how we do it. But yeah, and because it's all integrated. And like I said, by the end of the year, we'll be revamping it so that it's not quite so confusing.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments at this point? Yeah, Mary.
I'm just going to unmute myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Can Okay, quick question. So this was the initial setup. So when I went to go through the process of setting myself up, I used one email address, but my access to the programs on the other side, like the blood sugar program, like the Sweet Spot, has a different email address. Now, should those correspond, or is it going to be confusing now? Because I just realized I
it's going to be very confusing. Right.
I had a feeling. Okay, so can I reach out to help and support?
Reach out. Christina will merge them or do whatever she needs. Yeah, yeah. Just help desk at dramery.com. Christina Monitor.
I know Christina very well. She's always been very helpful. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. And anybody else, it's really a good idea. If you have access already to programs on the consumer side and you've signed up for IRSBT, it's important, it's a good idea to have them be the same user ID, you know, same email address and then the password. Because we have, and I don't know how this happened, some genius tech guy figured out in the back end that he figured out how to set it up so that it's the same password on each one, if it's the same email. But if you have one email over here and then you go in here and then you try to link over, you're not going to see the stuff that's related to the insulin resistance program. Does that make sense? What Mary asked. Okay, so I'm not always able to read the chats. So if you have a question you put in the chat, raise your hand. Previous signs up for Sweet Spot. I'd signed up again while you'd access to the Sweet Spot for longer and will this confuse the issue? Oh, you know what? If you're already signed up for Sweet Spot, you were not supposed to get that email that said sign up again. So if Amy or Leah or some of you others who signed up for Sweet Spot and started with us 2020 back in April, then ignore that email that we're sending you that says you have free access to it. That was an oversight and you weren't supposed to get those emails. It was supposed to exclude anybody that was already in there because that can be super confusing. No, don't sign up again because it might start you over from the beginning. And that wouldn't be good. You'll be getting 2 emails a week. You'll get 6 emails a week from it then. And you'll get the ones you already got several weeks ago and then the ones now. So if you've already done that, just write to Christina and tell her what happened. And the rest of you, I'll have somebody on the team go in. If you haven't actually seen that email and signed up for it, I'm going to go in and have them remove you from the sequence if you're already in so that you don't get bothered with any more of those. So let me just write a note to myself. Note. Remove SSS 2020. Okay, from the offer. Somebody else asked, why do I have to put my credit card in? It's a zero, the coupon zeros it out. Why do you have to put in the credit card? That's a great question. And we've been trying to get that changed with our Infusionsoft system for years because it's pain, right? But it's the way that we can get you access without missing a piece. Like if we try to manually put everybody in, then inevitably something gets missed. So if we make you go through the purchase process, you get everything that you're entitled to get at that point. So I apologize for the inconvenience of having to put your credit card in again. I guarantee you your credit card will not be charged anything ever without your permission. So even if we have a credit card on file and you, you try to sign up for a program and then you change your mind, we're not going to go back and say, oh, well, we're going to run it through anyway because we have your credit card. We don't do any of that. We can't actually see your credit card. It's in the authorized.net as a gateway. So we don't actually see it. So I apologize for that inconvenience. We've been trying to get that changed for years and we've tried jerry-rigging around it over the years to not have to do that. And inevitably it costs us a nightmare in customer support because I didn't get this, or I didn't get that, or I didn't get that. So that's the way we decided to do it this time. So you just put in the coupon, it zeros it out, you put in the credit card information, gets you into the sequence and you're in. If you want to, if you don't want to, it's no big deal. Yeah.
Does that also go for the recipes and the things that were, there were 2 things after signing up again for Sweet Spot, after getting the email saying, oh, you have 10 days, you know, so I signed up again and I put in my credit card number, or I say again, because I thought it was included in my IRSPT training.
It is included, but the only way to include it was that. I mean, we figured out that we needed, but yeah.
So yeah. The recipes, and then there was another program that was a $99 Are those included in the IRSPT training? Or?
Okay, so there was different bonuses based on when you signed up. If you were an early bird and you got specific bonuses, you will get those. So if you have questions about specific bonuses, it's all set up. And at a certain date, like we'll give you this and date, give you this. Okay, for example, Shine Online. You all got a ticket to our Shine Online, which is happening in June. On Thursday, we're going to announce that to the public. In advance of that, we're gonna give it to you. We're going to send you a wrist thing with a coupon and say, hey, sign up for Shine Online. You get it for free. And you get the VIP version of it. So you'll get this coupon to a $297 registration thing with a coupon. And then when we announce it on Thursday, it's going to be a hot deal and everybody's going to want it. Don't sign up again. It just creates a logistical nightmare. I know sometimes you get real excited. You go, do I have that? Maybe I don't. I have to sign up by the end of this, by the end of the workshop in order to get that special. Don't worry about it. Whatever I announced there, you already have. Just go ahead and use the coupon code that we give you in advance. You guys have got a lot of bonuses. I mean, tremendous number of bonuses. So just because I feel like right now is a critical time for this information to be out. And I wanted as many of you as possible to get in on that. So yeah, you'll get all of those. We actually have, if you were to see my Infusionsoft and the back end, there's a separate little box for each of those bonuses. And then once we're ready and once we have it all set up to do that, we'll just send you out that email. Yeah, thank you for that question. And don't sign up again. If you're already in Sweet Spot 2020 and you've been coming and you're in the middle of the metabolic reset, don't sign up again. And if you have, no worries. Just reach out to help desk and Christina will straighten it out. Because otherwise you're going to really not like me by in another week or two because you're going to be getting emails from me like 3 times a day. And I don't want that. Awesome. All right. So has everybody gotten in and gotten access to the orientation overview modules, which go into the basics, they're really detailed. It's interesting because one time, I can't remember, it was NTA, Nutrition Therapy Associates. They asked me to speak at their conference and had a talk, and they wanted me to also do a half-day workshop on insulin resistance. And what we decided to do was do a half-day workshop or whole-day workshop, whatever it was, and offer the whole program. Like if they paid to be at that workshop, it was like a kickoff. And then all I did literally was those first two modules and there were so many questions and so much interest. And then I said, look, you've got this. You just go to the site and you can see this. It's all on there. But there's just a lot of great information in those first two videos. There's some repetition between those first two videos. Who's here as a teacher? Anybody here a teacher? Yeah. You know, how many times do you have to teach something to somebody before they actually get it, right? Yeah, I mean, they're saying like at least 7 times, and every time you teach it, they go, huh.
I've literally- 30 times or something.
30 times?
Yes, in terms of repetition.
Yeah. Repetition, yeah. So that's why, you know, there's some repetition because I want you to own this stuff. And I'm not making it boring repetition, like I'm saying the same thing, you're watching the same video. It's different. It's organized differently. But the more you hear it, the more you're going to remember it. And I know for a fact, I have these herbal, you know, I'm dating myself, cassette tapes from an herbal class from Paul Bergner. Anybody ever hear of Paul Bergner? He's an amazing herbalist. He's very into the kind of magic of herbs and then also the biochemistry and the science. And I've learned a lot from him. And so I had these tapes and I would listen to them in my car and I would just stick the cassette in and I'd listen to it. And when it was done, I go, well, I'm going to listen to it again because I didn't get everything. And then I go, when did they add that to that lecture? I don't remember that before. It's like it was totally new, certain sections of it that just, you know, we hit overload in our brains and we can't absorb it all, right? Same thing with, I wish when we went to college, right, that you could then go back and have the recordings to go back and listen to again. That's why I love online education. That's why I love training practitioners because I know how hard it was. I'd sit there like this and I'd have my cassette tape on long before iPhones, guys. Again, I'm dating myself. But it was really hard because then you're studying and going, oh, I can't understand my notes. What did he say there? What did she say there? with this, you can just play it. I know people who play the stuff over and over again on their, they put it on the iPad, they put the audio on their iPhone and listen. I know when I've gone to, when we do our live events, our Shine Live in the fall, which you all have a ticket to, we're keeping our fingers crossed that it's actually live because there's just nothing better than a live event. And I'd be getting there and I'd be walking over to the room and somebody comes running past me with a headphone in. They go, you got to hear what I'm listening to. And they'd stick their headphone in my ear. And sure enough, they were listening to me teaching one of these classes. Because repetition, especially repetition when you have this dead time, like cooking or driving or whatever, is going to be important. So don't be hard on yourself if you don't remember everything. But here's the deal. There's tests at the end of every module. I highly recommend that you do those tests. Whether you want to become certified or not, do the tests because it's going to remind you, wait a minute, I don't remember hearing that. And then you go back and go, oh yeah, there was, right? So the tests really help you. It's not like in school where you have to, you know, memorize this and spit back stupid information that you're never going to use in real life. We try to make all of our information very practical, stuff that I know that I use over and over again in my practice and working with people. All right. So that's basically all I wanted to say for kicking you off. There's going to be a module. It's supposed to be that you had to, at one point, I think it was, and I think we had enough complaints that they just didn't want to do it and we took it off, but that you had to finish the test before you moved on to the next one. Who thinks that would be a good idea to finish the test before you move on to the next module? It's about half of you, right? So here's the deal. We'll talk about it. We'll see. But right now, you don't have to finish the test, but tell yourself you do. You're not allowed to move on until you finish the test. All right. In our NEPT program, our full, you know, full practitioner certification, it's like 2 years worth of content. You have to. You have to pass the test before you can move on to the next one, right? Because everything builds. For this, some of the stuff, like if you do the stress before you do the fitness, it's not going to really hurt you in any way, right? Just definitely do the first module. I would do the nutrition module as well because it's so dense. And then the others you can do in whatever order you want to, but make yourself do the test because it's really going to help you to know when to move on. Here's the exception. If you're working in a real practice and you're working with somebody who you know this is an issue with, and you just know that the stress piece is their thing or the sleep piece is their thing, you jump over that and you study that and really get that and have your tools ready to be able to handle with people. All right. So now's the time for us to open up for questions, anything at all. The questions on these calls are about the content, about a client or person that you're working with, the application. And as we get further along, you'll be bringing in cases and labs and stuff. The whole assessments module is really detailed in terms of that. And then you can bring in and we can share it on the screen even, like a specific set of labs from a specific client that we can work through. Biggest thing that I feel I want you to walk away with is thinking process. The ability to take the information that you already have in your head, take the information from this client and go, here's where I think things might be going wrong. And here's how I can address that with them. And those are the biggest things. And that's the thing I wish I had when I was in school. They just like threw us into clinic and said, okay, figure it out. Like, So anyway, questions and comments. The way you can do that is you can type them into the chat here and I'll go back through. But ideally you just raise your hand. And, you know, you can raise your hand on the screen. There's a little thing when you hit participants at the bottom. I think there's a raise hand somewhere there. Somebody has their hand raised and I'll go, Mary, okay. Yeah, you figured out how to do it. And then I can lower it once we talk. So we have Melanie, we have Mary, we have probably no others. The other way that you can do this, because this is Zoom, this is the first time we're doing this on Zoom and I'm so excited because before we were doing it on Instant Tell Seminar and I was just hearing you, I wasn't seeing you. The other way you can do it is you can just open your mic and say, not in the middle of somebody else speaking, wait till they take a breath and go, okay, I have a question, right? Or just do this. Like this, and I'll make a note of who has questions. All right, so Melanie. And I talk too fast sometimes, guys, so there's a button that says go slower. and you're welcome to do that. And if I see a whole bunch of go slowers, then I'm going to go slower. But I need the reminder. I'm Italian. I'm from New York, and I am the oldest of 9 children. And so I had to talk loud and fast to get my word in. So, Melanie.
Good to know. So my question is regarding getting an insulin tester for, like, to be doing our own stuff so that we can be our first guinea pig, basically.
Yeah.
How urgent is that? I know you've given, in other times, you've given recommendations, and I know you have the one my brother has on your arm. But I don't really want to go to that at this point.
Yeah. So there's in the assessments module, there's actually a glucose page, a glucose testing page, a whole page that gives you the how-tos, the how to interpret it, my recommendations of the 12 that I used over the course of a week and which ones I liked, which ones I didn't. Right now I'm recommending Keto Mojo because it has the ketones, and we'll be talking about that. I'm probably going to end up inserting a video or something.
So we don't need it till that module, or we should be getting it now before that?
I would get it now to be in anticipation, right? Because if you learn to do it yourself, especially if you have a fear of doing it and you're able to get over that, that's going to help you to support clients who have a fear of it. I will say that almost everybody, I would say with almost 100% certainty, everybody that had the fear that we walked through and they did it is loving it. Like, they're addicted to that information because it's the one way to get that information from in here. Is anybody in that category right now, by the way, where you've had the fear and you got over it, or where you have the fear and you haven't done it yet? Raise your hand if that's true of you. Okay. Are you the first one or the second one, Jennifer? Whoops, let me unmute you. And I saw Liette's hand go up too. All right. Whoops. See if you can unmute yourself because it's not letting me. There you go.
Yes, I definitely had a fear. Just the idea of the finger prick just sent me over the edge, but I quickly got over it, and my fingers have been pricked multiple times and I'm doing okay. So.
Good. And you like the information that you get?
I do. It's very helpful, and it's putting a lot of pieces to the puzzle together for myself.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's what we hear over and over again. It's like, I thought I was eating a healthy diet. I thought I was, but these are the things that are, you know, one of the things I'm going to be honest with you, one of the things I'm dealing with right now is I'm going out and running and my sugar's going up. Why is that happening? Is it because I'm not getting enough sleep? Is it because I go out when it's 95 degrees and I run for 45 minutes and go up hills and that's too much for the lack of, you know, I'm working with that. And that's where you want to be able to work with people to tease it apart, right? And see, and I wasn't taking the supplements and I started taking them again, and that makes a difference. So it's really like knowing how to problem solve it for people. And if they're not taking their sugar, they don't know. Like, I wouldn't have known. And you know what's real interesting? I want you guys to observe this and observe it with yourself and your clients. When my sugar goes up, I'm starving. I'm starving. I can't wait for my next meal. I do intermittent fasting. I usually wait until, you know, noon to 2 to have my first meal. And if I have done something and my sugar's up, I'm like, I want to eat. I want to eat. I want to eat. I've done 28-day fast, but regularly, at least last year, every month I was doing a 5-day fast. And I haven't been able to do that because my sugars, I measure, I'm too hungry. I have to eat. I'll start my fast tomorrow. So it's when it goes up, that's when people are getting in that mode of, I have to eat, because sugar's high, but it's not getting into the cells. So the hypothalamus is not turning off the appetite. The leptin isn't, you know, the leptin levels aren't reaching. So it's really good stuff to know. And for me, I know it's the combination. It's probably the sleep and running in 95 degree weather up hills. That is just not a good combination. The body's going, no, go take a nap, right? And this is the kind of stuff you learn to work through for yourself. And then you can help other people, whether you're doing this for it to help your mother and your father and your siblings, or whether you actually have a practice and want to do that. We get a variety. Most people here have a practice and are working with others, but there are some who are, you know, just doing it for the family and for themselves. Great question. So did that help, Melanie? Did you have anything more? You're good? Okay, I'll lower your hand. And thank you for sharing that, Jennifer. And then Liette, you raised your hand earlier, and then Leah. So, and Mary, you still have it up, so I'm going to come back to you. Liette, there you go. Hi,
Yes, I was using the Freestyle Libre, and unfortunately, I don't know what happened because I wasn't testing myself, and I start, as you said, I go into fasting, and all of a sudden, I couldn't stop eating, and I knew something was happening, and when I went back on, and then I noticed that I had to start pricking my fingers, and that really didn't go well with me all of a sudden.
Was it, you started having to prick your finger because the Freestyle wasn't accurate, or because?
Yes, and it was like way out, and I did call them.
Yeah,
and they just said it'll come back again, but I'm so afraid now that, and this usually happens when I put it on every 4 weeks, every 14.
Yeah, so here's the deal: I find the first 24 to 48 hours it's erratic, and I test to verify.
Okay.
With my finger, I do it with the Keto Mojo.
Okay,
because so I'm in that 24 hour.
I wasn't doing that, and I've had it for about a year now.
Really, and it wasn't. Well, did you have the 10-day one first?
No,
always had the 14.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. And so now I'm not. I don't trust it, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They just won't take it back. They won't give me a new one.
Really, I'd call again and talk to somebody else because I've always had success when that happened, and they'll go, oh. Like, look, this is crazy. I mean, I'm testing it. Here's the thing. You will find if you're doing a finger prick versus the Freestyle Libre that they're about 15 minutes apart while you're either going up rapidly or coming down rapidly. So if you've just eaten and you test it like 20, 30 minutes later, the numbers will be off. But if you write them down, you'll see that they're about 15 minutes off from each other.
Okay.
So the Freestyle takes longer to get up, and then it's slower to come back down. So you have to take that into account. Okay. But if beyond that, they should be making it right, because there are some. I had a couple that were just totally useless, like completely useless. So it's hard because it's great technology, and I think everybody in the world should be able to use something like this. But I don't think it's perfected yet, and it's still so bloody expensive. I was shocked when the went from the 10-day, so you need 3 a month, to the 14-day. I'm thinking, great, it's going to save. No, the cost of the 14-day was almost double what the 10-day was. So it didn't save any money. And anyway, that was upsetting to me.
Yeah.
So I wish we had something.
I think that's what I'll do. I'll call them back up and
I'll
just
back again and say,
because I have errors.
Crazy.
They tell me to check it for errors, and it's always with an error.
Okay, then you definitely say, look, I need this replaced. This was expensive. This cost me $67 and it's not working and I want a new one.
Okay.
Be very, very clear, very assertive with them.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
I've never had to be. Usually they're very kind, but you know, it's the luck of the draw when you're calling a company that has huge customer service. Like, who are you going to get? Somebody had a bad day today and they're not going to give you anything. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So Mary, who else had their hand? Oh, Leah. Let me do Leah and then Mary, because Mary, you already had a turn, but I'm going to come back to you. You'll be next. Leah.
Hi. A couple of questions built into one. Firstly, I was under the misconception that most people, when they've got sugar imbalance, would have high blood sugar. High blood pressure, beg your pardon.
Yeah.
But that's not correct, is it? You can have very low blood pressure and still have high blood sugar. Yeah. Can you just, is there a mechanism that?
Yeah, mechanism wise is the system's screwed, right? It's messed up. A lot of times folks with the low blood pressure also have underlying adrenal dysfunction. So the adrenals are out of whack. So they've been under stress a lot. So you ask them lots of questions about that. Yep. The high blood pressure is going to happen when they've been insulin resistant for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the arteries get stiffer and stiffer and stiffer and stiffer. But it's not 100%.
No. And I have to say, I was under the misconception, because I've always had low blood pressure of one form or another, didn't think a problem. So didn't expect to have, imbalanced blood sugars, hence why I'm back a second year.
Right.
So that's that one. So thank you. And the other thing, sorry, I've got Denise's picture up here. And the other question was...
finish your lunch?
Sorry?
If somebody has their mic on. Give me a second, I'm going to mute everybody. And then I'm going to unmute you, Leah. There we go. All right.
Thank you. Sorry. And the second question was, and you did answer it briefly in a sweet spot message back. I don't know, it doesn't apply to everyone, but you know, with the lists of foods where, I mean, you love, you know, your nuts and things like that, obviously for essential fats and things like that. Do you have anything that takes out the autoimmune foods that we try to avoid, or should we just work with it on our own? I just feel that.
Yeah. So I have a thing that I can have, I'll be happy to give you, autoimmune. Here's the thing. Somebody made that up. Somebody made it up that nuts are bad with autoimmune. Okay. It's the deal is that it's, if there's sensitivities for you or you're not digesting them well, it could be a problem for autoimmune. So the whole concept of just here's the autoimmune paleo diet, follow it for the rest of your life, in my opinion, is BS. Okay. It's not true for everybody. Everybody's different. So the way I have mapped it out is I have a phase one autoimmune diet. Where I take out a lot of those foods that could be sensitive. And then we have you go back and try them again after you've taken them out for, you know, 3-4 weeks. But it's not meant, it's like FODMAP, low FODMAP diet. That's not intended to be a diet for the rest of your life. It's a diet intended for a couple of weeks, a couple of months to get the system calmed down. And then you introduce. See, here's the deal. Except for the really obvious bad foods, right? The hydrogenated fats and the, you know, the stuff that's processed and all that. Those are bad for everybody. There's a whole subset of foods that when there's a problem with that food in the body, it's not the food's fault. It's the body's fault. So we have to figure out what's the imbalance. Is it a leaky gut? Is it lack of digestive enzymes? Is it a microbiome problem? Is it a hormonal imbalance? What is it that's causing that? And if you just take the foods out, which is the old fashioned, you know, allergy elimination diet, just eliminate that food, you get people down to eating like 3 or 4 foods. You can't live your life that way, right? So don't blame the food, blame the body, and not blame the body, but let's look for what are the signs of what's out of balance and how do we fix it?
I totally agree. I think my only extra thing I put in that is because of molecular mimicry. I know that I've got really low short chain fatty acids and butyrate. I've had that on a stool test. So I know that's an area I've got to improve. And I'm hoping that by improving the microbiome means I'll be able to tolerate more foods.
Exactly.
But right now I know the ones I still can't put back in. I'll try them. It sends me
Absolutely. The molecular mimicry is important, and it depends on how long, like if you're getting the body balanced, if you're helping with inflammation, all the inflammation pathways, if you're getting the hormones in balance, you're getting insulin affects hormone receptors, insulin affects the digestive lining. And so this is why we want to get this everybody to the point where you're balanced in the amount of insulin, that you've removed the insulin resistance, and that the sugars are in play, you know, in the right area. So it's not like everybody, that this is the only thing, obviously. Sure. But if we address like your thyroid issue, or we address your adrenal issue, but don't address this, don't address the gut, don't address the blood sugar, then those problems aren't going to really get better.
Long term.
And you're just going to have to stay off these foods for the rest of your life. And some of them are really good foods. Yeah. Same thing with oxalates, right? A lot of those foods that are high in oxalates are excellent for the body in terms of nutritional profile and microbiome balance, et cetera. But some people are in a state, a temporary state where they're not handling it well. Even if you have a genetic tendency to oxalate sensitivity, oxalates don't belong in the bloodstream. They're supposed to be sucked out through the gut. They latch on to calcium and magnesium and get pulled out in the stool. They shouldn't be going into the bloodstream. So if we're seeing them in the urine, then we know that there's a leaky gut problem.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's really connecting everything. And like I said at the beginning, I want to teach you how to think. Right? How to think these through. So when you understand the underlying biochemistry, anatomy, physiology, you can think through when something goes wrong, what is it? I mean, I had a computer science background, so I'm math, computer science, problem solving is my thing, right? And I learned very quickly. I was the one they called in the middle of the night. This is happening. I go, I'm just going to do this and this and this, and it'll be fixed, right? And I still can do that with the computers. It's uncanny, even to my web guys who I pay a lot of money to clean this up, and they can't fix it. And I look and go, you just have to do this. And anybody look at this, check this out. Because that's the way my mind thinks. I'm very blessed that way, right? I can think through, and this is what's supposed to happen. This is what is happening. And the same thing with people, right? It's like, this is how it's supposed to be happening. This is what we're seeing. And how do we, you know, make the connection so that we can help with the imbalance? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it's just now trying to put in some resistant starch, which I've tried sweet potato, but they say my blood sugar's high. You know, it's and actually I did post today just asking about the yogurt, but that'll come back. Yeah, you know, the coconut yogurt.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do fermenting and things that I can cope with, that my blood sugars won't go through the roof.
Exactly.
But at the same time, trying to heal the gut and the microbiome and the blood sugars, it's, you know, it's a long-term thing, but that's fine. It, you know, I'll do it.
It is. And it's unfortunate because, so for me, and I wish everybody could do this. The trick was fasting for 28 days. Why? Because nothing was going to grow. No self-respecting candida or other bugs were going to grow out of balance in my microbiome. No food allergies were entering in. So my gut got a chance to heal. There was no inflammation. Not everybody can do that, right? Mm-hmm. And that completely changed my life. I wish that I could wave my magic wand and everybody would be able to just go without food for 28 days or some length of time, whatever it takes for them, and be able to establish it. But so many people are going in with different imbalances that it's like, I can't make it past 3 days, or it's too much of a stress on the system, right? I was 25 years old. So, you know, no, 30 years old. I was almost 30, 29 years old. So I was a lot younger with a lot less abusive lifestyle. I had a bad abusive lifestyle, let me tell you, but a lot less time at it than if I had started it when I was 59, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I will get, I'm making a note to myself. I have this autoimmune thing. It's in my Energy Recharge Inner Circle. That's our year-long program for clients. And I'll pull it out and I'll just post it somewhere. Yeah, because I think it would be helpful for others. And I have one, I'll just put my one in for FODMAPs too. It's the same concept. It's like, here's the foods, but don't, oh yeah, you can have bourbon, but you can't have chia seeds. That's the typical FODMAP diet, right? You can have maple syrup or whatever. Now, maybe not maple syrup, but Karo, you know, artificially sweetened syrup, but you can't have, you know, so it's like, we've got to look at it from all angles, right? We can't eliminate foods that the body needs without thinking about how to replace it. For those of you who don't know about it, let me make sure I got 10 minutes. For those of you who don't know about the application Chronometer. Who knows about Chronometer? Just a few of you. I highly recommend you look for that because it is something that you can use with yourself and with your clients to open up awareness of where some of these deficiencies lie in the diet. So you may have somebody who's not eating any junk, they're not eating any refined carbs, they're not eating any grains, but they're still not responding well. You have them monitor in their app exactly what they're eating. And you go, oh, no wonder they have a molybdenum deficiency. They have excess copper. They have, and you can tell this and then help them with their diet and customizing that diet for them. It's super, super helpful. I would pay the $35 a year for the gold version because you get a whole bunch more. You get to put recipes in. I'll give you guys, if you do sign up, I'll give you guys my email that I'm signed up for. And then it will share whenever I put recipes in there, it'll share them with you. So, you know, it's really helpful to get that because I have my whole fasting while feasting thing in there. I have a whole bunch of other stuff in there. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Karen. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have, oh, you had your hand up. Wait, is this related to what I was just saying? Or another question, because I want to go to Mary because I keep putting her off, and then I'll come to you. If it was something related to what I was just saying, I would have taken it. Okay, go for it, Mary. Whoops, there you are.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
Hello. Good. Okay, I have a couple of questions as always, right? You know me.
You guys will get to know Mary, but she always has lots of questions.
Okay, so I do have about three, but some of them are really quick. One of them has to do with the certification in general. As you know, I'm in Canada, and I'm just wondering how that certification, how does it work internationally? How does the certification
work internationally? It doesn't work anywhere. It's just a piece of paper. It's just, you get to say that Dr. Rita Marie said I'm good. and understands it. The certification isn't a legally binding. Now, we've got a thing with NANP, for example. So if you belong to NANP, National Association of Nutrition Practitioners, this counts towards whatever their requirements are to maintain that. The other thing it counts towards is the International Association of Drugless Practitioners, right? But none of those certifications mean anything. None of them are legally binding anywhere. It's just somebody like me created NANP and said, here's your certification and created this. Here's what you have to do to maintain it, which we're working on right now. But it doesn't, I'm just going to be honest. It doesn't mean anything legally anywhere.
But I guess I'm talking about it in terms of like insurance purposes, I guess.
Insurance doesn't, especially in Canada, you have national health insurance. So.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the health insurance. And what I'm saying is, so if I'm going to be teaching this one-on-one, coaching,
there's plenty of companies that you can look up that insure health coaches. Okay, that will say, you know, that you pay malpractice. You can get malpractice. My husband used to have it. He was a computer consultant and he paid a company for malpractice if somebody sued him for doing something wrong with his computer consulting. The company required it. So there are companies that will insure you for anything. And yeah, there's some for health coaches. I pay through the Chiropractic Association for mine because that's my top level license, right? So I pay through that. NANP, places like that, they actually have resources where you can go in and say, oh, this is an insurance company that insures health coaches.
Okay, well, that was my question. Plus, I'm in Canada, so I don't know how that's going to differ because I'm not a chiropractor. I'm not a medical person, so I don't know where and how that's going to work out, but I'm going to have to guess.
Yeah, look it up and see if I'm sure there are because there's a lot of them. I would go to that school up there that's the holistic nutrition something or other and see what they recommend. And we have a lot of practitioners who are in Canada. So go to the INE Facebook page and say, hey, I'm in Canada and I'm wondering, do any of you have professional, we'd be called professional liability insurance for health coaches.
Okay. That's a good
idea.
And
there's plenty of people in there that are in Canada that would have an answer for you.
Okay. And so quickly, fasting. So if you're finding fasting hard, because I know that sometimes I do fasting and it's like a breeze, and sometimes fasting is harder, like some days or weeks that I extend my fast. And I know that I think that if my blood, if blood sugar is irregular, would one have more of a challenge going through the fasting process if your blood sugar seems to be a little bit wonky? Because I know sometimes I'm like, why is it harder now? And
I know there's other
factors.
If I've gone through and everything's been steady, I've been sleeping and my blood sugar is nice and steady and my ketones are going up there. And I say, I'm going to do a 1 day fast. It's no big deal. I do the fast and then I can go 5. If I'm like now, it's been a stressful environment, right? Everything's really wonky. My son comes over and stands like in the driveway and says, I wish I could hug you, mama. You know, that kind of stuff, right? There's a lot of that stress, right? What's happening with the economy and all this stuff. So there's a lot of stress. I've been working hard for getting these programs launched, so not sleeping. So really looking at yourself and saying, what's going on? So I haven't been pushing it. I've been like, okay. But when I have my blood sugars, if I start like it, I don't know, by 4 in the afternoon, I haven't eaten and my blood sugar is nice and steady in the 60s and my ketones are, 1.5 to 2, it's easy for me to go, oh yeah, you're hungry, but get over it. Oh yeah, you're hungry, but get over it. But the last few weeks, because of all this other stuff, it's like, just eat something. You can start this tomorrow. You need to eat something. And it becomes a stress not to eat. So I think sometimes we have to tune into the body and tune into the people. Sometimes they don't want to fast for even 14 hours because they're scared. And that's different. You can say, okay, just go, how many hours do you go now? 10. Okay, let's go 10 and a half tomorrow. Oh, let's go 11 the next day. And let's go 11 and a half. And you work up to it. I had a guy who ended up doing a 28-day water fast. And he started with he's diabetic and he was on insulin. I don't know why I was crazy to take it on, but I was working with his doctor and all this. But he said he wanted to do this. And he started with 1 day of fasting, 1 day of eating. And then he went and he goes, okay, I got it. I'm not going crazy. My blood sugars aren't going crazy. 2 days. And he got to 4 days and he realized his blood sugar was dropping below 80, which if you're on insulin, not a good thing. He was on insulin and metformin. So I advised him to go to his doctor and talk to his doctor about what he was doing and that his blood sugar is going down and what's the process for weaning myself off insulin. And the doctor said, okay, just drop it by this much every day. And if your blood sugar is here, drop it by. And he got complete instructions. I can't give those instructions. You can't give those instructions unless you're a medical doctor who prescribed the insulin. He eventually, within 2 weeks, was off. Well, he did the 4 days. He got past that. And then he said, okay, I'm ready to do the full thing. He started it January 1. By 2 weeks in, he was off his insulin. He was off his insulin and his sugars were maintaining below 100. And then he said to the doctor, okay, how do I wean myself off of the metformin now? And he gave him the instructions. By 3 weeks, he was off the metformin as well. Okay. And then he got, and then he was also got off of his blood pressure medication and everything else. And by 28 days, he looked like a different person. He was a different person, right?
But he had fasted for the 28 days?
He ended up fasting for the full 28 days. I tried to make him break it at 2 weeks because he freaked me out because he was like, this is happening and this is happening. I'm like, okay, go to the doctor, get your electrolytes checked. I said, but have a little lemon juice or have something, you know. No. I'm just going to go to the doctor tomorrow. And I told his wife, who she was a friend. I said, here's the pH, get the pH strips, test this, test that. You keep an eye on him because if anything wonky happens, you get him in. He didn't. He went in. His magnesium was low. His sodium was low.